With us right now, Daniel Newman. He is the president and co-founder of MapLight, and they are a research organization that looks into a lot of things with money and politics. And let's get a little bit of background first on MapLight, how to get started, and what do you and your organization do on a daily basis?
We take all the money given to politicians and put it together in one database with how they vote, so you can see patterns of influence that you could never see before.
So in your organization, it doesn't matter if it's a conservative or a liberal, a Democrat or Republican, what state they're from, you're going to say, we want to see the dollars and where they're going.
That's right. We're nonpartisan, and we track all the interest groups, and we do it for the state of Wisconsin and federally for Congress as well as other states.
Now, the Supreme Court had a ruling today which has many people rather upset because of big money in campaigns. What is your organization's viewpoint on this ruling at the Supreme Court today?
Well, we think it's a terrible decision. What we need is less big money in our elections, not more. And this goes the other way around.
Backing up to the Citizens United case, that really was the floodgate. And now you have this, which really opens the door for more money, doesn't it?
Yeah, the Citizens United case came out 4 years ago, and that essentially let corporations and wealthy individuals spend as much money as they want to influence elections. And this ruling today, the McCutcheon ruling, took away limits on how much one could spend overall on elections. So it used to be until today that a wealthy donor was limited to a cap of about $120,000 across all federal races, I mean, so Congress and the president. And but now that limit has been lifted. So one donor can give $3.5 million or more. This is a decision that's going to benefit a few hundred extremely wealthy people who want to control our political system at the expense of ordinary voters and everybody else.
Now, some would argue that there are a few extremely wealthy people that already control the government because of the money and the influence. What does your organization say to that?
I think that's the pattern we see on vote after vote. Members of Congress tend to vote with the interests that give them the most money. And it's already a terrible situation for the ordinary voter when your elected representative pays much more attention to donors than to their voters. So I think that this is actually something that is going to make an already bad situation that much worse.
Now, some people might be listening to us saying, oh, yeah, this party and their money and that party is always poor and these guys are going to buy the election. This is not a one-party problem, is it? This is big money in both parties, isn't it?
It is big money in both parties. For example, MapLight found that on a vote whether to potentially defund the National Security Agency program of collecting data from Americans' phone records, we found that lawmakers that voted to keep the program received twice as much money from defense contractors. So this is about interest groups and industries. It's not about party.
How does the average, not rich American citizen get represented in federal levels of government if this continues?
Well, the way to do it is to support the systems that a half a dozen states have of small donor public funding. So in New York City, for example, candidates can run for office taking only small donations. So if you receive $100, for example, it's matched 6 to 1 by a government fund. And so you can raise all the money you need speaking to ordinary voters, collecting small checks. That's totally constitutional. Nothing Supreme Court has done prevents this. And that's the kind of system that we need.
Would you say that the smarter way to go would be to expand that system nationwide? And then if interest groups wish to contribute to the fund, you know, they could contribute to the whole fund to help all the candidates get their message out. Now, they wouldn't be able to support the ones that think like them, but they would be supporting the entire process. They may never do that, but would that work?
I think expanding it nationwide is exactly what we need. Interest groups, however, will not support it because interest groups specifically give because they get government favors in return. And so they want to choose the candidates. They want to promote candidates favorable to them. But the good news is this is a tiny amount of money to spend. It's about $6 per person would fund all the elections campaigns for the federal government. And that's just a tiny fraction of amount of a month of interest on, for example, the $700 billion bank bailout. So it's a high return on investment for voters to take away the high return on investment that industries now get for investing in politicians.
So if you were talking to the average taxpayer in this or any other state, you would say, pay that extra $6 in your taxes or by other means, and that will fund elections and stop the big money from buying one side or the other.
What I would say is that we need politicians to stand up and say, we are going to reform the system, and they're never going to do that unless we, the citizens, demand it.
Getting the citizens to demand it could be the trick. I know here in Wisconsin we have a very divided situation with the Democrats and Republicans, and it's much the same around the country. Each wants to basically have the ball and the court and send the other side home. How do we get them to stop thinking my way or the highway and go into a public funding scenario?
Well, you look at Arizona, for example, which has public funding of elections, and both Republicans and Democrats run and win under the system. And legislators, by and large, no one gets into politics because they like to raise money, because they like to kneel to the lobbyists to get their checks. This actually lets legislators do what they originally wanted to do, which is talk to their constituents and represent their constituents instead of spending hours each day just raising money.
On that same angle there, a lot of legislators I talk to say their biggest complaint about serving in public office is they have to spend too much time campaigning and not enough time working. That would solve that, wouldn't it?
It would. I mean, the average lawmaker spends hours a day raising money. That's time they could be spent solving the state and the country's problems. It's time they could be spent meeting with voters and constituents, which is legislators tend to like to do more, and it's better for the constituents. So with small donor public funding, you get a democracy that's responsive to voters instead of what we have now, which is responsive to donors.
So for our listeners, Democrat and Republican, if they'd like to learn more about public funding or learn more about how to change the pattern that this Supreme Court case extends, where do they go and what should they do?
You can join a group like Public Campaign or Root Strikers. Visit the maplight.org website to track where your money's going. And just generally join a group that's working to change our broken political system.
You see more and more support for change around the country, or is it still in the early stages?
Oh, absolutely. Since the Citizens United Supreme Court decision 4 years ago and the whole super PACs and secret money that's unleashed in the last presidential campaign, this is one of the top issues on surveys, is the corruption in government. And so the public opinion is there. We need political leaders who just stand up and say enough is enough. And there's a huge groundswell of support really waiting to be organized.
Now, if I understand correctly, your organization would like to see public funding not only get rid of big individual donors, but also take out the big money from, say, the labor unions or the large business groups. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I think that in a democracy, people should get elected based on their expertise and community support and ideas instead of how much money they can raise.
In other words, run on your resume, not your bank account.
That's exactly it. We're electing the best fundraisers, which is different than electing the best leaders.
Anything you'd like to add today?
The Supreme Court decision today benefits a few hundred extremely wealthy individuals who want to distort the political system at the expense of everyone else in the country.